Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Jolene Munzer-Hernandez.
And I'm Chell Hernandez.
And we host this Bravo Podcast. If you guys have never listened before, Chell and I are married to each other. We're comedians. We live in Los Angeles, California. I love Bravo, and Chell
hates it.
But unfortunately for Chell, when he married me, he also married Bravo.
And if I could leave it on the side of the road, I would.
But unfortunately, he can't without a lot of paperwork and through the court system. So we watch episodes of The Housewives and other popular Bravo television shows and recap them in a hilarious fashion, hoping that Chell will one day be a fan of Bravo and it'll make our marriage stronger.
It won't. If you haven't already, please follow us on social media. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Married to Bravo. That's Married number 2 Bravo. And you can see Jolene drop them hot memes every week and see what the Bravo community is talking about, because we actually get people from shows to actually comment on your memes.
Yay!
And if you haven't already, please leave us a rate and review on iTunes. We really appreciate that. It actually helps us get out to more Bravo fans so they can listen to my hate watching.
Yes, and please subscribe to us.
Are there any new reviews?
We don't have any new reviews, but you guys, we have a new goal of getting to 50 rates and reviews.
Whoa.
We're at 45. I think it's doable.
It's doable.
Woohoo.
Can we open up 5 separate iTunes accounts?
I wish. I would have rated our podcast a million times.
Got it. So we're going to episode 9 of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills with That Was Weird. And we start at Teddy's beach house. Dorit's happy about the night. That they danced a lot until like 2 a.m.
Yeah, we see
Kyle got a wedgie.
Why wouldn't they have shown us more of that? I kind of hate when they do that with editing, where they just give you like the best of the night before and it's like you're watching it from a video rather than just kind of showing us, which I always like to see drunken housewives antics.
Well, nothing happened. Nothing happened outside of what you've already seen, which is when girls hang out, they either...
you know this, Mr. Man? You're going to tell me what girls do when they hang out?
Well, I mean, we've seen girls hang out.
You mean housewives.
Housewives hang out. And, oh my God, they're drunk. Oh my God, they're jumping in the pool naked. Oh my God, they're dancing. So I'm sure that it was like, we've seen this several times. There's no reason to replay it.
I like to see the Beverly Hills dance parties because they're always pretty great. And there's always the splits and cartwheels and shit. Kyle.
Kyle. Mm-hmm. Got it. I think I think Teddy did more and they just didn't want to show it because she's so athletic. She'd do like upside down splits.
She was doing
stuff.
Cocaine.
What? All right. Page 6.
When
you heard
you
it here
said
first.
Teddy did more. I was like, oh, like my brain went to drugs, not gymnastics.
Your brain goes to drugs and sex real fast. Mm-hmm. So Erica arrives. She actually left that night. She wasn't feeling good and she went to a hotel.
Yes.
And people, this is what the party was about. Like around 2 a.m., people started talking about how it sucks that Erica left and how she should have stayed. Mm-hmm. Right? So a lot of people were like, that was weird that she came and then that she left because she felt bad.
They're like, we're getting to the point of the party where we've all had drinks, we've danced, we're tired, we don't want to fall asleep yet, we're feeling a little shady, let's talk shit about the person who's not here.
Yeah. Which is what happens if you leave a party early or fall asleep early.
Yes.
So we find that out because that's just all flashback stuff. Mm-hmm. Teddy invites a personal trainer to come over in order to get these girls into shape. What's wrong?
I'm struggling these past 2 episodes. I need Teddy. I know this is her life and her career and stuff, but I need her to have a weekend where there's no accountability. You get a day off. Mm-hmm. You're just accountable for having fun and enjoying your friends.
Yeah.
No working out.
No working out.
Just one day.
Stop being so good.
Yeah, stop being so good and
you're
successful.
You're making us all feel bad.
Right?
Yeah.
Eat a bagel. Have
Eat
2.
A bagel. I would love to have a bagel right now.
Put your face in some frosting. Live a little.
That would be great if Teddy put her face
right?
in frosting.
I mean, I know that could definitely throw her into some kind of relapse because I know what that's like to be on a good path and then fall off. Only her good path lasts years and my good path lasts weeks.
Jolene, are you doing the splits while you're doing the podcast?
I'm stretching my legs.
Got it. Personal trainer comes to work them out. Lisa joins. So this was all planned.
Because she sees the personal trainer, right? Isn't it because he's kind of a fox?
Well, of course. He's a personal trainer.
Not all personal trainers are foxy.
Now, while everybody's working out, Dorit talks to Erica. And she says what everybody was saying.
You're going to hear this from me a lot this episode.
That Kyle was the lead and saying that it sucks that Erica was gone.
Why would she do that to Kyle? Why?
What do you think?
Because she wants to be Erica's best friend and she needs to throw people under the bus. Why do you think?
I think because she is a good housewife and she starts drama. And everyone loves to hate that person. Have you ever done that to a friend?
What?
Gone behind their back?
Yes.
You have?
Of course, everybody Ooh. Has. Gone behind their back and said something I shouldn't have?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Who?
I don't know. I can't. I mean, I'm sure if you ask like my best friend Desiree, we've been best friends since we were 11, that she could probably name like Jolene did this one time. I didn't like that.
Ooh.
I mean, yeah, we all make mistakes. But Dorit is calculated in this. She knows what she's doing.
So
why doesn't she say it in front of everyone then?
Well, that's what happens. Erica comes when everyone comes inside after the personal trainer.
Crunchy.
Erica calls out Kyle, and then she calls out Teddy for being like, "Of course, I was sick. I had my period. That's why I left."
Yeah, and she basically—I feel bad for Erica on this because she was trying to. Here, you've never had your period before, Jill, right?
Right. We can agree with that.
You've had your myriad. Sometimes men get their periods, but they don't bleed. They just get cranky and stuff. There actually is like. I think there's a thing men can go through. What's that thing called when you're older? I say older, but I'm like knocking on heaven's door.
Menopause?
Yeah. There's like a guy's menopause, I think.
Oh, really? It's called balding.
I think so. I don't know. Anyways, so there are times, I mean, you have your period your whole life. Some people get really bad periods. Some people get really heavy periods, not to get too graphic. But you know what? This is a part of life. This is a real thing. And she was feeling sick. And maybe she was worried that she was going to just leak or who knows. You're just not comfortable because you're at someone else's house. And how embarrassing would it? It's just... Ugh, they put so much shame on us for our lady time of the month. So I understand why Erica would leave. She wasn't feeling well. She just wants to sit in a hotel, in a bathtub, soak her uterus, and just not have to worry. I get it. Why these women were so offended, they probably took it as her being like a diva leaving. But maybe it was just because she was afraid her diva cup was going to get a little too full.
That was good, Joe. You should open with that.
Thank you. I just thought of it.
So Camille thinks that Dorit's a little tattletale.
Oh, I love when Camille calls out
because
Dorit.
Because she didn't do it with the group. She basically did it in private.
Exactly.
And people check on Erica. Well, Erica goes to the bathroom. I think she goes to like
She's
cry a little bit.
She's embarrassed too because she also had to like
on national
say
television.
That. And it shouldn't be an embarrassing thing because it's totally natural. But it's one of those things we're told like, okay, women, you have this thing that if a guy had to put up with, he would not be able to handle it. And it can be messy and it can be it's totally inconvenient.
I can handle it.
And it's painful.
I can handle it.
But don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Shut up, child. You could not. I'm going to tell my husband to shut up on this one. You could not take a period cramp for like, do you ever see those videos where they put the
I know period
tabs
cramps.
On? No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. You ever eat like some potato
no,
chips?
No, get out of here. Get out of here with your mess. I saw a lady holding a sign the other day and it was like, I can do everything you can do while bleeding. Mm-hmm. It was freaking great.
You love that one.
Yes, because we've been told for so long to not talk about menstruation, but that's why you're all here, people, because we menstruate.
We're losing all of our Chell listeners. So
Chell is so stupid. Listen, if a guy can't listen to menstruation, he doesn't deserve the vagina.
I didn't say guy, I said Chell.
Not good at relating my topics.
So Erica goes and like she cries. She's embarrassed. Camille says Dorit's a troublemaker. It's awkward. It's quiet. Everyone's in the kitchen and they're just kind of avoiding each other. Mm-hmm. It's very weird.
Okay, wait. Can we bring up something real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
When Erica and Dorit were talking, okay, this is how you know Dorit's not a cook. She's not a chef. Did you see how she was filling up the teapot?
No.
She was pouring the water into the spout.
I do that.
Chell, nobody does that.
I do that.
You put it in the middle. You pour the water into the spout?
Yeah.
Are you for reals?
I'm being for reals right now. That way I don't have to take out the middle part. I just poured it in the spout.
I thought for sure she was the only alien on the planet to do that.
You don't. Why don't you put it through the spout?
Why wouldn't you put it in the middle? It fills up faster.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. It's the same speed.
It's just less messy. I mean,
how is it less messy?
I don't know. It just doesn't seem... It seems like you just put it in the middle. That's what I always do. That's what I've always done.
But you have to take out the thing, right?
You just pop it off.
Yeah.
Open.
But with the spout, you just press a button.
Okay. Well, maybe I'm wrong. It just seemed pretty
ridiculous. You're not wrong. It's just there's two different types of people, and I guess I'm a Dorit.
Oh, I'm married a Dorit. That means I'm a PK.
So Erica or Teddy, like, she tries to reach out to Erica and kind of like touch her, which is kind of like putting herself on the line, like touch her on the shoulder, like I'm sorry. And Erica like pulled away.
And
then Teddy starts crying.
Okay, so I just Googled pouring water in a teapot, and every image is of them putting it in the main body of it, not in the spout.
Okay.
Well, just so you know.
That was great, because I had just said something about the episode and you just kind of went over it.
I just was like, am I wrong all these years? But no, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not wrong. It's you and Dorit. You have the problem. Okay, go ahead. So
I'm not going backwards.
Erica or Teddy reaches out to Erica. Erica like recoils like, ugh, don't touch me.
Yeah.
What do you think that's about?
I just said you were looking up pictures of...
I'm so sorry. I just had to make sure I wasn't the alien and that you were.
I thought we agreed that there's just two different types of people out
there.
I didn't agree
to that. That's just what you said.
Got it. So Teddy's upset.
But why do you think Erica did that?
Because she feels uncomfortable. Okay. That's what I had said before while you were looking up teapots.
I just wanted you to repeat it.
Okay.
Because I love you.
Teddy starts to cry and Erica kicks everyone out. And rightfully so. So embarrassing. You're basically being embarrassed on national television.
Well, Erica doesn't kick everybody out. Teddy does.
I'm sorry. Teddy does.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, hey, this is my sanctuary and you're ruining
it. It's over. I don't think Teddy's used to someone like Erica at all. I think Erica's very guarded, and that reaching out is something she's not used to. And she's like, I can handle it. I'm fine. Don't coddle me. And Teddy took it as you're rejecting me. So I don't know. It's awkward.
Is it legitimate for Erica to feel embarrassed? Yes or no?
Yes.
Is it legitimate for Teddy to feel embarrassed?
Yes. They both have. Their feelings are both correct.
Should Dorit feel bad for starting?
Yes. Dorit should go home. Take a nap.
Do you think Dorit's happy that she started this?
Yes.
Got it. So then we go to Lisa Rinna, and she's filming in the middle.
She's filming the middle.
The middle?
Yeah.
Sorry, I've never seen the show.
That's funny.
And she's in makeup, and she talks about how hot it was on set yesterday at Days of Our Lives.
Oh, my gosh. It's like 100 and some.
Now, we go back to Teddy's beach house, and Erica says goodbye, but she also says sorry for everything because she feels embarrassed. Ultimately, when everyone feels embarrassed, everyone's all like, just get away from me. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
And so, but she says sorry for that. So then we go off with Kyle, Dorit, and Lisa in the car because they leave together. And Kyle calls out Dorit and Lisa and that everything that was said was odd. Mm-hmm. Right? And Kyle is mad at
Dorit. She should be. Dorit threw her under the bus. Wouldn't you be mad if you were Kyle?
Yeah. This like I thought we were friends. Yeah. We just made up, but now you're throwing me under the bus again.
What's the point? I mean, Erica didn't need to know that anyone thought it was weird that she left.
Mm-hmm.
That... Them saying that, you know, I made a joke earlier, like, oh, they need someone to talk shit about. But really, they're just like, it's weird, right? It's weird. It's weird. They all kind of agree it's weird. Mm. We don't need old Tattletale to go run to Erica. It's just sometimes things are said in groups of friends, you know, like, oh, Cho's acting kind of weird, right? He's weird. Do you think it's okay? I think he's okay. And then you move on. But you should be able to say things without getting back to that person, everything you said, because then it gets misconstrued and becomes this thing that was bigger than it really was.
Well, Dorit thinks it's not a big deal.
Of course, because she looks like the freaking hero.
She looks like a hero for telling
Erica. To her hero, Erica Jayne.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Dorit will get to sing a song with Erica Jayne.
Well, if Erica Jayne is like Boy George and she only sings with people who suck, then she can.
Are you still doing the splits while we're podcasting?
I'm stretching my legs.
So we go back to Erica's and Tom is working from home. So it's nice to see those two together in the same room.
But
usually
when you
don't.
Do see them next to each other, holy cow, the age difference is blinding.
You don't like that?
No, it's not that I don't like it. It's just I forget, like, he's a hell of a lot older than her.
But you don't, if it's too weird for you?
For me, I couldn't do it. I mean, I just couldn't.
Well, they had met while she was a cocktail waitress.
No, I get when they met.
Several years.
Yeah, and she was an adult, and he was an adult, and that's, but now he's up to, what is he, like 80, 70s?
Yeah.
I mean, and she's in her early 40s. It's a big difference just looking at someone like that.
Yeah. Well, Tom, we find out he's busy all the time, but Erica's busy too with her book and her music, and she's being very creative. Mm-hmm. And he is proud of her.
Yep.
That's really cool.
He's like, get it, baby.
So we go to Rena's, and Delilah and the youngest are going to Fashion Week. How exciting. Mm-hmm. But the youngest wants to spend time with mom. Oh.
Well, she's 16. She's still a little baby.
She still is a little baby. Don't grow up too fast, kids.
Too late.
Too late? For who?
These girls.
Oh, these girls. I was saying that as a message to those children.
Yeah, don't grow up. It's like, it sucks.
Be like Jolene's mom. Don't let your kids grow up too fast. You're going to start working pretty soon, and then
let them be kids
never
as long
stop.
As they can.
You'll never stop working after that.
Nope.
So we go to Dorit's, and Dorit moved PK's parents' tickets so that they could stay longer, so they didn't have to go back.
Yeah,
PK loves that.
And they could help with take care of the kids while she was gone and stuff.
And both grandparents are there to take care of the kids.
I like that their family gets along so well.
Yeah. Is that awkward to have both grandparents in the same house?
No.
Do you tag team it? Does one grandparent want the baby more?
I'm sure there'd be a little jealousy, baby. Who knows?
Got it.
There's probably one grandparent who's probably one of the grandmas, most likely. Like, I'll hold him. No, I got it. But now there's two. So there's one for each team.
Got it. One for each team. So then we go to Kyle's store. I didn't know Kyle owned a store. Is it in Beverly Hills?
There's one in Beverly Hills and one in New York.
Okay. Have you been in it?
No.
Are we allowed to go in it? Are we too poor?
I wouldn't go in it.
Got it.
I'm too poor. Because they would just look at us. It's kind of like when we go to some of those stores on Melrose and they just judge you.
Oh. Well, that's actually how people sell things.
By judging you?
Yeah. It's actually a tactic. You judge the person walking in, like, why are you here? And then you
have to prove something.
Yeah.
I've bought things to prove a point before.
Yeah, exactly.
Gosh darn it. It worked on
That's
me.
How it works. So we go to Kyle's.
Did you read that in your marketing work?
No, we had talked about it at work. We go to Kyle's store, and Teddy came to her store to get some help because she's going to Fashion Week. She's never been, so she doesn't know how to dress. And Kyle gives her some pretty cool outfits to try on and stuff.
Mm-hmm. That was nice.
Yeah.
They're becoming buds.
But Teddy goes straight. I think Kyle and Teddy are really good buds because Teddy went straight to talking about how Tarit is trash. Like, I can't believe she said that stuff.
Yeah, how she's trash.
Yeah. So Teddy has to call Edwin to buy stuff because it's her own self-conscious. She's very budget conscious.
Mm-hmm. That's how I feel, though.
Yeah, you do. You always message me, can I buy this?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah.
You're like, it's our joint money. I go, I know, but I just need to know I'm not. Because I'm one of those people who can just buy things I don't need all day, every day.
Spend without looking.
Yeah, and it gets me in trouble.
It's like when we eat a lot and we don't go to the scale. And then we're like, and then we finally go to the scale like 2 months later and we're like, oh.
Or 2 years later where I'm at.
You'd actually went to the doctor's office recently and they wanted to weigh you.
I was like, no.
No.
Mm-mm.
Not brown.
Why ruin a good thing?
Yeah.
I'm very happy in my delusion and denial.
You want me to come back here, right?
Exactly. You don't need to know. Check my heart.
So we go to Dorit's and PK asks about Teddy and what's going on with Teddy and everything. And it seems like PK's parents are trying to help out with the situation and tell Dorit that as long as she's honest, it'll be okay.
Dorit, honest, give me a break.
Yeah, she needs to be on TV longer, PK's parents.
Give me a break.
What are you doing?
They know they need money. They're like, oh, stay on the show.
Are they still bankrupt?
I don't know. Who
you don't
knows?
Know?
No.
All right. So then we go to Lisa's, and Lisa's going to New York too, and Lisa's picking out all of her wardrobe. Would you ever love to have a closet that big in your lifetime?
Would I ever love to have a closet as big as Lisa's?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that too big?
No.
Would you have a purse room?
Oh,
or
gosh.
A shoe room?
Oh, gosh.
One or the other.
Oh, Lordy. You know what? Shoes are difficult for me with my plantar fasciitis.
Uh-huh.
I don't like high heels because they hurt my feet. I would have a Doc Martin room. With just Doc Martin.
So shoes rooms, no purse rooms.
Yeah, I'm okay with just a couple purses and switching it out.
Yeah, okay. Well, we go to Erica, and Erica's even prepping for New York Fashion Week.
Why?
Why? Well, she wants to look great.
Mm, yes.
She has a lot of different outfits. I like what she said, where like each outfit is a personality.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do that?
She has fun with fashion.
Yeah.
She has fun with fashion the way I like to have fun with my hair.
Yeah.
It's like it's the best accessory. So that's why I never understand people that just keep it the same forever. I get that you're comfortable, but hair grows back. Hair can change. I mean, it's so fun.
Yeah. Well, can I change my hair?
Yeah.
Can I get a mohawk?
That's so circa 2002.
Can I get a reverse mohawk?
No.
Okay. So
you
can
get what I want.
I thought hair could grow back and stuff, but apparently not in the case of me. So Dorit's even prepping to go to Fashion Week, and she's actually on a magazine cover. Is that funny to you?
No.
Well, you just giggled a little bit. You don't like that she's on a cover?
No, she's on a cover. She looks great.
But she doesn't deserve it? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't know why she's on it. Do you?
To me, this is my personal opinion from the outside perspective. She is very... She has a figure of someone who is model-esque.
She's very thin.
She's very thin. So I think if I see a mag... If I'm just a random person walking by a magazine...
You think she could model?
I think, I would be like, oh, that's normal. That person's supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But for you, what is it? So you just don't like her personality or what?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if it's just pictures, fine. But an interview, too, I'm just curious what they're interviewing on.
But you have an honest opinion about it. Because whenever you make these verb or you make these like kind of hums or hooves, from what I know it's like you're thinking something. And I want to know what you're thinking. Because one time we went to a comedy show together and someone said this really bad joke about being woke and it was just such a bad joke and I could hear you going,
I guess I would just wonder why it was relevant to have her on the cover. I'm just curious. Like, what was it about? What were they interviewing her about? What were they asking her about? Was it about her business or bikini business or something? About her being on The Housewives? It's just, I'm just not,
I think
she's not my favorite right now.
What you said, is it about being on The Housewives? And I would say yes. Mm-hmm. The Housewives is a very popular franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And to have one of the ladies on your cover is going to attract a different type of clientele to your magazine that normally wouldn't buy magazine covers.
What magazine was it? Do we remember?
I think it was called Belle.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right.
I think that's what it was called.
And Lisa was on theirs.
Yes. Lisa was on there.
Okay. That makes a little more sense now.
Okay. So we go to the airport. The girls are going to New York. And in New York, the first scene that we see is Lisa Rinna goes shopping with her oldest daughter, Delilah.
Yeah.
And they go shopping for her apartment to put stuff in her apartment.
So lucky. So lucky.
You like that?
They can afford West Elm stuff. They're so lucky.
I don't know what West Elm stuff is.
Just like stores that they don't have to go to IKEA all the time, which no hate on IKEA.
I love
IKEA. Our apartment is IKEA. But they have options because they're rich. I'm jealous.
Do you want options? Is that what you're saying?
Sure.
What would you replace in our house?
Our chairs.
Which ones?
The one you're sitting on.
But you would only replace them with
if we could get
covers.
Like a fancier one, I totally would.
Well, I would want a little footstool.
Yeah.
So I could put my feet up.
You can get little footstools.
All right. We're going shopping after this.
What? Don't get me excited. I'm going to pee in my pants. And you're going to take it away from me and I'll be sitting here with piss pants.
And I'll be laughing. She picks out like this pill thing. It was like a decorative piece.
I liked it.
On top of... You like the pill piece?
Yes.
Why
did you like
that? Of course
I like the pill piece. I do another podcast about mental health and stuff and medication. I mean, it was so cool. It was artsy. It was literal pills. It's funny. It's quirky.
He has like big glass pills.
It's eclectic.
They were like each $200, $400.
That's not worth it.
Okay.
But I think like in a bowl or somewhere, you know, but I would totally put a pill right here on top of our books.
But it would only last for like a split second.
What do you mean?
Like, you would have to get rid of that. It's like in season, right?
In season. Pills are always in season.
Got it. Pills are always in season. Well, Delilah talks about how she clogged her toilet and that she didn't have a plunger.
Gross.
So she needs to. It's gross.
She's probably never plunged her own doo-doo brown before.
Well, it doesn't need to be doo-doo brown that you flush. I mean, other things can be plunged.
Lady products or something. Yeah,
lady,
or just toilet paper.
It doesn't have to be lady. It could be toilet paper.
I'm just saying
paper.
She's probably never plunged her own business.
Does that make you jealous or something? You really have a lot of hate towards Delilah. I'm just letting you know.
I'd already said I'm just jealous.
Okay. It's just every podcast would be like, but she never done this.
I don't think she's a bad person or anything. I'm just saying, I just think these kids are so lucky.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're very lucky.
Is it not okay for me to have an opinion about it?
No, I'm not saying have an opinion about it. It's just...
I said I liked her taste in interior designs with the pill thing.
You basically, you are a 19-year-old model inside of a...
ordered that
Midwestern body.
Yes, exactly. That's why I was never successful. She ordered that whatever steak, a couple episodes ago, wasn't it? On her mom's credit card.
The Wagyu.
Yeah.
Yeah, the $400 steak. Mm-hmm. And she didn't even like it.
Yeah, so, I mean, I have my reasons.
Got it. That she got rid of a steak?
Yes. No one should throw out a steak or get sick off it.
Well, Kyle and Lisa go walking, and they walk into Kyle's store, and they flash back to before Kyle owned the store, and it was all just plain, and it was pillars, and now it was remodeled to be very nice looking.
Mm-hmm.
And they're waiting for a shipment to come in. It's this fake fur line that Kyle's nephew came up with, and he's a young guy. He's like 19, and he made up this line called Fake Fur. And it's fake fur on the outside, and on the inside it says fake a bunch of times. Did you like that product?
I like faux fur. I think it's cute. Mm-hmm. I love that they're not wearing real fur. Real fur grosses me out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I liked it.
Well, we find out Lisa and Kyle, just they have a great time together, mm-hmm. you know?
They do. When they actually get along and other people don't get in the way, they have a good time.
Yeah, well, you can't add a third. You add a third to, if you get a menage a trois, someone will feel left out.
Right? Has that happened to you before?
What? That there's been three friends?
Mm-hmm.
No. Have you ever had the thing happen where you're really good friends and then you go away and then you come back and then there's like a new friend there? And then you feel like, oh, man, I guess they're the new friend, and you feel displaced.
I think so when I was younger, for yeah. sure. Have you?
Yeah. That's why I asked. Producer Tilly would like to come in and show us her butthole. So that was really nice of you, Producer Tilly.
She does. She just jumps up, and then she immediately turns, like, take a look at this.
Take a look at this.
Thank you, Producer Tilly, for your contribution to the podcast.
So we go to a restaurant. And this restaurant was the last scene of the episode, and it got really intense. We find out that Rena, Teddy, and the girls, they go out for dinner. I never knew Camille worked for MTV. That was so interesting to me.
Oh, was she on The Grind? I think she was on The Grind.
She was on, like, back with MTV, played music.
Yeah, like, she, like, was a dancer on The Grind.
She was also a host, a VJ.
She was not.
I thought she was.
I don't think so. Well, Google that real quick.
Okay.
Because I think...
What's her last name?
Grammer. Or I don't remember what her maiden name is, but you can just say on MTV. I think she was a dancer on MTV, like on The Grind show, which I think Eric Nies used to host.
You are correct.
Yes.
Club MTV.
Club MTV, not The Grind. The Grind was maybe a workout? I don't remember, but yeah, a dancer.
She was a dancer.
Yeah.
Aww.
Have you ever seen her dance?
No.
When they go to the club? Oh, she definitely pulls out the I was the club MTV dancer.
Now, she, her daughter is Gigi, the model?
No.
No.
Her daughter is a model.
Yeah.
But Gigi's mom is Yolanda Hadid.
Oh, okay. Is Yolanda, did she used to be a housewife?
Yolanda used to be a housewife, and before that was like a model, a supermodel.
Oh.
So it makes sense that both her daughters and son are models.
Is Camille's daughter... Kelsey Grammer's daughter?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And she's like 14, 15, 16, okay. Something like that.
I've always been trying to figure this how.
Yeah, Camille just has two kids from her marriage with Kelsey Grammer, and they were married for like 11 years, I think.
Oh, she has another kid?
A son as well.
Oh, she has a son?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Cool. Are they around the same age?
I think they're just, I think the daughter's the oldest and the son is like a couple years younger.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we go back to the restaurant. Sorry for the detour. I just wanted to know.
I like fun facts. I like when we actually look it up instead of just giving the listeners what we think is the answer.
Well, usually we're right about the answers.
Not me.
Well, then stop doing that.
I can't help it.
So Lisa Rena's girls are working, and she's talking about it. And Dorit orders food, and Kyle and Lisa are missing because they're hanging out, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And Erica arrives. And then Dorit fills in Rena about Kyle, Lisa's Dorit's dinner when Lisa kind of like drove away and like, I'm out of here. And everyone's uncomfortable about it except for Erica, who really wasn't there. And again,
what
Erica.
What do you mean she really wasn't? Oh.
She wasn't at that three. She doesn't care as much as everyone does.
Yeah. Because I think Erica's like, I don't care. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Because she thinks there's friend jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
And Dorit continues about how Lisa and Kyle got mad at her. And she also says that Kyle was saying things about Erica. So she's catching up Rena on all this drama. And Erica says that Lisa talked to her about it. Like, it's cool now. Like, we got a chance to talk about it. But then Dorit says that Lisa they talked a lot, and that she might be jealous about the friendship that Dorit and Kyle have. And this was like a big moment of contention in this episode, because it felt like Dorit was talking to talk, and she got herself in that place mm-hmm. where it's like, you've said too much.
That's a perfect analogy, is talking to talk and then gets herself into trouble. Like, you described that perfectly.
Well, even Lisa Rinna was all like, would you say what you just said to Lisa? And Dorit was like, yeah, of course.
No, she wouldn't. Do you think she would?
No, she wouldn't. She would totally back out of this.
She's trying to play all sides again. She's trying to be interesting to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do that.
No, you can't.
No.
You cannot do that.
You cannot do that, girl.
I would rate this episode a 5 because I like New York, but I also feel like Lisa and Kyle alone have a good relationship.
Mm-hmm. I liked it. I'm going to say a 6 because we started off. We got to the conclusion of the drama.
The period?
Of the period stuff. We got to hear about menstruation, and I'm all for
that. You're all for that.
Let's destigmatize the period.
Because I'm free.
Free bleeding. Okay. And I liked that a lot. I think we're seeing who Dorit really is on this season.
But no one's going to do anything about it.
We don't know that.
Oh, we don't know. Are you saying it?
She's burning that Lisa Vanderpump bridge. And once that's burned, ooh.
You're off the show.
Ooh, let it burn, let it burn. You gonna learn. Like, it's going to be serious.
So you're telling me there's something that I don't know about.
There's stuff brewing.
There's stuff brewing. Get ready.
I don't know.
Have you seen spoilers or something?
Yes.
What's going on?
I'm ahead. But I'm just saying that this isn't going to be as easy for Dorit to get out of as she thinks.
I think it will be from what I'm watching.
We'll find out. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Married to Bravo podcast.
You did it. You got through it.
Woo. If you haven't already, please rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on our social media, Married2Bravo on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Thank you, Chell. Thank you, producer Tilly. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Thank you, Jolene. You're the best. I love you.
Aw, this is going to make him barf. Bye.
Blech.